Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So definitely plenty of time to be giving us a call to answer some of those questions. A bit cold out there this morning. Definitely feel it out there. Don't really want to get out there. We're in January. Anyways, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
David's in San Francisco and wanted to discuss planting trees.
Sure. David, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, all right, Patrick.
I'm doing all right.
Hey, you know, thinking about the necessity of planting trees right now with, global warming being real, the smartest thing that humans can do is to plant trees as fast as possible and, try to capture as much or get the respiration going again. So when the melting of the North Pole is going to release a whole bunch of nasty gases. And they're going to have to compete against the oxygen and carbon dioxide. So it's going to be a nasty series of storms if we don't get this resolved. So with the COVID, we got a lot of people that want to be outside. They should be in quarantine. And have you got any ideas how we could get like a tree planting program going for people that have still got energy but are infected?
You know, it's hard, right? Because there's so many things you can and can't do. I found it's really about where you are, what you can do. I don't know of any like groups that can do it. I know of ways that we can be taking a look at doing more, right? Planting
maybe
wise.
Do starters in the backyard by yourself.
Definitely. While we're talking here, I'm looking. I got an email a couple weeks ago from a gentleman. There is a website in, it's out of our neck of the woods. I know you're on the other side of the country here, but.
Well, I'm thinking worldwide, so yeah.
Well, there's a group, there's a company in New Hampshire that actually sells little startup trees, different trees that you can buy at small in groups.
And the post office will deliver them too, right?
Yeah, so it's not like it's that hard to get to. I'm trying to find the web address to it. But it definitely is something I've looked at because it's like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. They're out of New Hampshire. They're they grow small conifers that you can sell, that you can plant, right? In multiple different sizes. They're not so small that you're going to have an issue planting them. They're big enough where they're going to have a root system that is going to be easily accessible. And those are some of the things that we need to do. I think some of the things as well. And I don't think it's so planting the trees obviously is going to help with that, right? But I think it's a deeper discussion than just the trees. To get those trees to get to the size we need, you know, you need your pollinators.
Sure.
All those extra. You need, you know, the soil needs to be taken care of so it has the right microbes in it as well, right? We need
teams working on the, you know, food for the pollinators, teams working on the gathering soil, and teams working on all sorts of different angles, building boxes, providing, you know, straining water, doing different things to, because I can imagine a lot of gray water, there might be a way to do a filter, and that'd be a whole, you know, whole job in itself.
Now, definitely, but I think, you know, on our level, right, on the people level, if you will, some of the things we can be looking at doing is, you know, planting more pollinator-type plants, right?
Sure, yeah.
Because I think, you know, planting the trees is one thing, and I think, you know, there's only so much area in a, you know, residential home to do that. Obviously, there should be areas that should have trees planted all over the place. And,
sure.
And to be honest, one of the best for doing that would be a Christmas tree farm, right? Christmas tree farms are top of the line when it comes to planting to replant. Obviously, they only will be there for 8 years, but they're constantly replanting. But I think on a retail level, in a homeowner level, it's more about the pollination, more about getting those pollinators out there to do our part. You know,
isn't it deciduous, like a conifer? You're saying a pine tree farm. Those are conifers, right? So
those are.
Conifers do respirate, you know, the oxygen, carbon dioxide, but they don't do the percentage that a deciduous, the annuals, will do, right?
So they don't, but the fact of the matter is it's one of those industries that is constantly replanting. So by the amount that they're planting and by the ability that they have, they're doing far greater help than a lot other companies out there, right? You know, we talked about it in the last hour. Another thing that some of the other companies are doing is going solar, right? That's not just the solar aspect. I know it's not planting of the trees, but it's reducing some of the carbon dioxide.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's multiple things out there that people are looking at. But personally,
you know, as a matter of fact, as you raise that solar issue, I think the average nuclear power plant is 1 gigawatt of power. And the Chinese print solar panels. You know, they're big into it. We can print them here. Anybody can print them anywhere. But the Chinese made a point, like, 8 or 10 years ago to really go production of solar because they knew this. They believed in the greenhouse gas problem, and they went out of their way to just overproduce. And in 1 year, and this is like 8 or 10 years ago, they produced 51 gigs of solar panels. And then the next year, they were up by 80%, and I haven't kept up with the numbers since then, but if they kept that going, there are a lot of solar panels out there waiting to be bought. They're waiting in warehouses, and, you know, much less that if we take the tariffs off of Chinese goods, we can get some out here. And, you know, people get a stimulus check. You know, I was looking at warehouse prices. I think a pallet is about $5,000 for 20 to 25 panels. So, you know, they were running a little over $200 a piece. And so it's and those were 330s, you know, so you could have a 110 line or you could have a 220 line. And so you know, people could co-op a pallet load in their neighborhood and, you know, get this going. Then they're not paying the electric bill and, you know, they're freed up of cash during the quarantine days.
Yeah, no, definitely. I know in Massachusetts they've had some solar initiative where some of it is basically, you know, gets to a point where it's free where you pay your own. So that's part of it. While we were talking here, David, the gentleman who sent me this before, Mark, actually sent me the information by the for the trees, right? It's New Hampshire.gov,
right? They have...
Say that again.
It's NH.gov, so NewHampshire.gov, basically is what they're looking at. It's not just conifers, but they have some hardwood tree seedlings, right? Oaks, walnut, maples, birch, that type of thing. And you can buy, you know, you can buy, so sugar maple, 2 years, 4 to 8 inches, 10 of them for $15, right? So nice little project to do. You could start some of those out at the house and get those going. But that would be something I think would be one of the easier ones to do, right? And they're right out of New Hampshire. They do ship. They will send them everywhere. Even looking right at it, they have three different areas. West of the Mississippi, which would be your area, it's a 25% shipping charge plus $8 just to package and all those things. Not much, right? But it's definitely worth it. They have some different packages where you could just get like a dogwood package, a native species package. That's another one, right? That's another thing to look at. It's not just the pollinators, but some of the native species to bring back those pollinators as well. So there's so many things that you could be doing. It's not just, you know, planting the trees, which they are great to do. It's some other things there. So it's a great point. It's a great conversation to really be discussing. So, you know, hey, do what you can out there, right?
Yeah, I hear the music. Maybe in the next call we could ask about using drones. You know, somebody sitting in their house and they see an empty patch across the street.
Take a look. All right, we're going to be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of open phone lines, so if you have some questions, feel free to give us a call, and we'll do what we can to help you out here. You know, David brought up had a good question. You know, what we can do for planting, and you know, I found found the website for that company that I was talking about. It's a company. It's the Division of Forest and Lands out of New Hampshire, right? Their website is nh.gov/nhnursery. And then you can get into their documents. And, you know, I just want to bring it up again because I find it is super important going into the spring. You know, if you're looking to add some trees or some, you know, different, you know, seedlings, right? It's not just about the conifers. I remember the conifers because of a conversation I was having with Bob out of South Portland couple weeks ago, maybe like a month ago, and that's why we started talking about the conifers. But you know, you look at what they have and the different plants, the different packages. You know, it's perfect. You know, I talked about the native species package that they have, but then they have the songbird wildlife package, right? Provide seeds and berries that attract birds and other wildlife, whether summer visitors or year-round visitors. So that package contains American hazelnut, native grape, aronia berry, crabapple, and beech plum. You know, it's a $35 package. This is what it consists of, right? They are 25 assorted seedlings, 5 each of 5 different species. Color code of Freezy identification. Each seedling will average 4 to 12 inches tall. Each package is about 2 feet by 3 foot polyline paper bag and will easily fit in the trunk of a small car. There's just a little note here. Occasionally they might need to substitute species within a packet due to crop failure, winter damage, or other circumstances beyond their control. But I will tell you this. If you're looking to add some things to the yard and not spend a ton of money, you know, this might be the way to go. A lot of them are 1 to 2 years old. If you go into the conifers, and this is why I talked about it the most, is there, they have the different option, 3 to 4 years. So they have ones that are 2 years, then 3 years, then 4 years. So pretty cool stuff to look at. Sometimes a 4 year blue spruce here, 12 to 20 inches, and it's $15 per. But the great thing is they will ship it right to you. And that's one of the things I like about this. And it doesn't matter where you are. They will go across the country to do. But this is a great option to take a look at doing something in the yard. A little less money to do. You know, it's going to take some time for them to grow. But it's a nice little package to do. So, again, this website is nh.gov and /nhnursery. So that's what you're going to want to go to. Great information. Thank Mark again for sending me that. He sent it to me a while ago. This time I was smarter and added it to my favorites so I could know about it earlier because, you know, I was just thinking about it. And I even said this in the email to Mark, but we really should be talking about this more and more headed towards spring, right? Headed that way because this is a good way to add some plants to your yard. Some of you that, you know, we've been hit by COVID, you want to have some of the plants, you want to have more things, a little less expensive, a little smaller, but you're going to get there. So just some things to think about. One more time for everybody out there. It's nh.gov /nhnursery. And that's some great products there. A lot of different options there. You can call them if you have questions. They have a number on there. But pretty good stuff. Just want to reiterate that. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. 2.5 hours left to be almost exact. We'll be here to help you out with those gardening questions. So give us that call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And this cold weather is making me think spring, so that's why we're headed that way. Gonna try to warm up a little bit. But questions, give us a call. We got open lines. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The trial for former President Trump's impeachment in the Senate is now getting dialed in. Opening arguments will be on February 8th. On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the articles of impeachment charging Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in on Tuesday, with arguments beginning around 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
But House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy disagrees.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Also, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, has been hired to defend Donald Trump. He's now the first president to have an impeachment trial after leaving office. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is off to a busy start since he took office. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
In his first 3 days, Biden has signed 30 executive orders, including two COVID relief and the minimum wage for federal workers. 17 of his orders coming on his first day in office Wednesday, 8 of those reversing actions by President Trump. Those reversals include halting construction of the border wall and other immigration policies. Biden also orders a stop to the Keystone XL oil pipeline, re-enters the Paris Climate Accord, and the World Health Organization. 16 of the orders are connected to the pandemic. Those include asking all Americans to wear masks for 100 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Hundreds of thousands of people protested across Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's poisoning and arrest. Riot police detained hundreds of people. Navalny was detained in Moscow after recovering from a poisoning from a military-grade nerve agent in Siberia in August that left him in a coma. Western officials described the poisoning as an assassination attempt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we were talking about, we've been talking about it for this hour here, just different things that we can do. You know, there's the talk of planting more trees, what can we do? But I brought up the whole pollinators, right? Planting pollinators, but how can we take care of them? And I wanted to go into it a little bit more. I found a good website that actually has some information on how to attract the pollinators, right? Nice little article. It's davidsuzuki.org. One of them, you know, I might have to tell my wife this. I'm just helping pollinators, and it says the first thing right there says, keep your yard messy. Yeah. No, I'm just going to go upstairs, read an article. I got to keep the yard messy. I'm not going to do some work. That's not what it means. But it just got me going and it got me thinking. Basically, what it's saying is parts of the yard, keep it untidy because you're looking to get bumblebee nests. And certain bugs will actually need a messier area, right? One of the options is grow a wild bee sanctuary, building your own, like, bee houses, those types of things. Another thing here, right, this is a pretty interesting one, is learn how to tell bees from wasps or flies. The different things that you find out there, is it a fly? Is it a bee? What is it? One funny the thing that they said is, did you know a male bumblebee? Male bumblebees have mustaches, and mining bees wear pollen pants. Yeah. It's kind of interesting, right? Another thing to be doing is create a butterfly garden. So that's planting those natives in the area. Another one's feed hummingbirds, right? You need some red products in their red colors, etc. One other option is, and they write it in this way, how to get your yard off grass, right? So everybody has the lawn, they manicure, clear it out, clean it, etc. There is a bunch of thoughts out there that growing a wild lawn, like a wildflower, that type of thing, will bring more pollinators to allow it. Another big one, is they say to plant and grow sunflowers. Sunflowers, you know, those are the beacons, as they write, for pollinators. You know, they have tons of nectar and pollen for honeybees, bumblebees, and other wild bee species, butterfly, and other beneficial insects. So these are pretty good, right? Cool thing is, you can get the kids involved. You know, have my kids looking at some sunflowers this spring, I think, just to get them growing something. Next one, plant bee food, right? What do we mean by that? Plants that will attract them and that will actually and kind of feed them, right? And they came up with this list, and this is one of the reasons why I like this article, is for early blooms, mid-season bloom, and late bloom. So that early one, you know, we know a lot of them because we kind of look for them and say, all right, it's spring, right? You know, we're looking at some crabapple, crocus, foxglove, heliotrope, primrose, willow, even blueberry on there. Mid-season, catnip, chives, dahlia, lavender, sunflower, yarrow, blackberry. And then late in the season, the aster, coneflower, cornflower, cosmos, goldenrod. I know it's, you know, that allergy, but that is definitely one. Pumpkin, sedum, and squash. Those are all ones you can be looking at for late in the season. I bring this up, and it, you know, you can look anywhere to get information on pollinators and what to do. But this is just something to do with it. If you want to be, you know, into that next level of gardening and be environmentally friendly and help out the environment, this is one way to go. And planting for pollinators is definitely the way to go. Right. And so I try to give out as much information about it as possible. Another website, massaudubon.org, has some great information about pollinators. You know, it tells you, you know, how to plant a pollinator garden. Right. And it's not just about giant areas. It can be small areas, too. They even have a larger list for pollinators, right? Spring bloom, summer bloom, late summer and fall bloom. Then they have the butterfly larvae, host plants, plants for birds that are fruit eating, and plants for birds that are seed eating. So it's really good information to look at. Some of these are stuff that you might already be looking at planting, but this might just give you another reason to do it, right? So, you know, you see, you know, a lot of pollinators, people think annuals and perennials mostly, but there are some trees out there, there are some bigger shrubs that are pollinators, right? So definitely look into it a little bit. It's not just about those small flowering perennials. You know, those colors are great to have, but what else could be there to bring those pollinators to you? And it's not just about the bees, guys. It's about the butterflies. It's about certain insects. It's really about all those, the hummingbirds. It's about all different types of birds that will move the plants from here and there. So definitely take a look into it if it's something that interests you. You know, having that pollinator garden is our way to give back a bit. You know, in a lot of residential areas, not a lot of room to put trees, right? And a lot of the trees that are there have been there for years. You're not going to be able to add them unless it's, you know, new construction, nice big area. So this might be the way to help out. So just some things to think about on what we can be adding to the garden this year and be looking at it going forward. So I definitely you know, suggest taking a look online, going around, just looking at, you know, plants for pollinators. That's a good one. What I Googled to make it easier for the area that we're in New England, you know, pollinators for New England. You know, they're real simple, but some good information there. So many different websites that you can do. Even another one, there's a mail order pollinator company where you can actually order some of them. You know, they're not going to ship until mid-June, but they have some different plants that they'll send out for you. They're actually out of Vermont. A lot of this, you know, New England is going to have that. So definitely take a look. It's northeastpollinator.com. It's another mail order one. We're looking more at the pollinators versus some of the trees that we're growing. Just doing some simple searches like this, right, are going to allow you to maybe get bigger batches of plants sent to you for this. Now, they're going to be smaller, right? Maybe it's going to, you know, take some time to do there. Maybe that's when you say, you know what? These are some good ideas, but I'm going to go to a local garden center and buy bigger plants that are already established. Maybe you have a green thumb, but it's light green, or it's, you know, not that completely green, so you want to get something that's a little bit more established. That's why you go to the local garden center and take a look in the spring. But this is where you get your ideas. This is the time to think about it. See some of those beautiful flowers, the beautiful colors. You know, and plan it out by season, looking at early, mid, and late. That's one thing in the garden where they teach you very early in this industry that don't just plant for one season, plant for all three, and try to get it so the blooms will last all year. You know, one of the big questions we have out there at a garden center when you're outside selling the trees and the shrubs and the perennials and whatnot is, I want something that blooms all year. Well, it's not as simple as that. There are some out there that do. But this is one way to have things growing constantly, so it's not just the same color, the same look all year. This is something that will go from season to season. That's why you kind of look it up and say, all right, I need something for spring. I need something for summer. I need something for fall. You could even get into the point, you know, you could get some, you know, deeper into it in early spring, late spring, early summer, late summer, early fall, late fall. Late fall might be a little bit too late, but you get the idea of what I'm saying here. You can really dive into this and go really far. You know, it's a wormhole that you're looking at. That's not a bad one to get into, right? You're looking in through there, finding different things that you can do. So, you know, one thing. Just to wrap up some of this about pollinators, you know, one of the things that a pollinator garden should offer is at least 9 species of wildflowers to really make it stand out from others. So you want 3 early flowering, mid flowering, and 3 late flowering, the different colors, etc. That's what's going to really help you. They'll even say adding a native grass or 2. Those are for the nesting sites and material. So those are some things to be looking at, right? So definitely definitely some research in there of what you can do. This same website that I've been talking about, northeastpollinator.com, has a chart of some different plants on there, and it will say by month when it's going to show you some information, show you color, etc. So definitely take a look at it and see if you're interested in pollinators and what you can do to add to the yard. Some of these are just perennials, right? You're going to add those for accents anyways. You might as well get some that are going to benefit those pollinators, those insects. I know we go out in the garden, we see all these bees. We're like, get them away. We want to get rid of them. Well, let's look into the difference of what's good and what's bad and what we need and what we don't need, right? So those are definitely some things to be thinking about this winter while we get ready for spring. We got a couple months, but I'll tell you, the more it gets colder, the more I want spring to get here. Although I did say this last week and I'll say it again, I do want some snow that's going to just stick on the ground for a little bit. You know, we get no snow, and it makes you just be like, all right, I could be doing this, I could be doing this, I could be doing this. But then you walk outside, and it's like 20 degrees or 15 degrees, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go back inside. But with the snow out there, you don't even think that way, right? You just think about, all right, I want spring. This is what we're going to do. I'm not going to go outside and push it, but I'm going to do something, and I want to think about it. So I do want that snow. I do want to have something on the ground. I know my two girls want to be able to go out and play in the snow and enjoy it out there. So I could go for some snow. I know out where GCN is, they just got some snow, so it's covered over there. But that's some ways away. Let's have some of that head this way. If you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Plenty of time left in the show, a little over 2 hours, so we got plenty of time coming up. If we lose you at the 8 o'clock hour, go to our website at paulparent.com. Listen, there's a listen live button on the top. Click on that. You'll go to the GCN network and you'll be able to listen to us for those 4 hours. Give you a little bit of extended time and enjoy some of the show, some good information. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's some of the things that we, you know, are thinking about right now are our house plants and what's going on inside the house. And so, you know, one of the things I would like to see done maybe a couple times during this winter season for a lot of your houseplants is use a product by Bonide, called Systemic Houseplant Insect Control. It's a systemic. You use it on a lot of your containerized plants. We recommend using it when you bring it in to the house. So a lot of you might have been bringing them in over 8 weeks ago, because this product can work for up to 8 weeks. So it's a second application type time for the season. I like to go closer to about 7 weeks, get a little bit of overlap, because it does take some time for it to translocate through the entire plant. It also depends on, you know, if you're repotting, etc. One thing I do suggest is any time you're repotting a houseplant or an indoor houseplant that you're not using for anything edible, is using this product, right? Mixing it into some of the soil, because it's just a preventative, right? And with working for 8 weeks, it's definitely worth it. You know, just some of them right off the top. Aphids is a good one. The fungus gnats. Those are the two right there that get us hit inside. Some thrips, white fly, right? Those are some of the other ones inside. Mealybug. These are all items that we're seeing indoors when we bring our houseplants in. So I highly recommend using this when you're repotting and mixing it into that new soil. Because it will help the plant. You know, some different things you can do, planting them in different areas, getting certain things taken care of. So definitely something I highly recommend. It's not just doing something at the beginning. This is multiple applications, basically, or seven, eight week intervals. Again, this is systemic houseplant product from Bonide. It's called Systemic Houseplant Insect Control Granular that mix right into the soil. I can't recommend it enough in regards to your houseplants. I think this is definitely something that you should be looking into with your houseplants and taking care of them. It's a preventative, right? I know it's synthetic, so it's not one that you would want to use on any of your herbs or things like that unless you have a really bad infestation. Some of those other products you can be using are the All Seasons oil, some neem oil in the house. Those are the organic varieties. But they're going to spray the living. That systemic is more to prevent the larvae from hatching, that type of thing. So that's why I bring it up. I think it's definitely worth it. You know, those of you who bring the houseplants outside where, you know, you put them on there right as they come in. So that could have been about 8-10 weeks ago. So we're about that time for that second application. Like I said, going to need it at least one or two more times before you put everything out for spring. But those of you who have the houseplants indoors all year round, this is definitely something where if you've had issues in the past, this can help you. I like to use it as a preventative to help with the houseplants so you're not, as worried about some of those little things. You want to be able to enjoy the plants, right? And that's what that systemic houseplant will do. But you could also spray some of that All Seasons oil on the plant itself to get rid of some of the flying insects, some of the other types of insects, you know, your mealybugs, aphids, scales, etc. So All Seasons for that, for above the ground, systemic houseplant for below the ground. It's like a great 1-2 punch that will really help if you have some houseplant issues. Now we're about to head into our 8 o'clock hour break. For those of you, again, who get cut off, you can listen to us at paulparent.com. There's a spot that says Listen Live. It'll bring you right to the GCN network where you can listen to us. But, for those of you who have some questions, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes to answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.